Now, for Sydneysiders sitting in traffic at travelling to and from work is one of the most frustrating parts of the day. However, as it turns out, there may be more problems involved with long commutes than previously thought. Studies have shown that there is a link between time spent in the car and some serious health risks. We are joined by Professor Trevor Shilton of the Heart Foundation to talk more about this. Trevor, good morning.
Morning, Victor.
So, Trevor, what can be the impacts of long commutes and public transport on our health?
Now, we've now got very good evidence from Australia, the UK, Europe and North America that long drives or prolonged periods of sitting are associated with higher body mass index or risk of obesity and with poor outcomes with respect to physical activity, mental health, heart disease and diabetes. And that's particularly if you're sitting in a long commute is combined with the fact that you work in a sit-down job. It's so easy for many of us now to go through the whole day while not being active.
And so it's not just physical health risks associated with this, is it?
Yes, there are studies looking at the mental health component. You'll appreciate that many of these studies compare people who sit a lot with people who are physically active, and one of the very well-documented benefits of physical activity is social, emotional, and mental health and reduced risk of depression and mental health conditions. So we're really seeing the flip side of that, that while you're spending a lot of time in front of screens and sitting in cars and being sedentary, you're seeing the opposite. Those mental health benefits are not flowing to you.
And how did you carry out your research? Who did you survey and interview?
Well, this is a combination of research that we've examined, in, as I said before, in longitudinal studies here in Australia, studies published in The Lancet and in major medical journals around the world. They're looking at big cohorts of people from Britain, North America, Europe, and they're consistently finding all over the world that, as I said earlier, the flip side of things here, that physical activity is a wonderful tonic for your health. And on the flip side, if you are sitting for long periods throughout the health, throughout the day, rather, you are at increased risk of a range of conditions, including high blood pressure, obesity, heart disease, diabetes.
Yeah, and what kind of stuff can people do if they can't avoid long commutes in their car or public transport? What can they do to mitigate some of this stuff?
Yeah, I think in a sense, there are two sets of solutions. One for the individual, if you have a long commute or if you work in a sit-down job, it's important for you to find ways to stand and to move about throughout the day. You know, walk to eat your lunch, stand up while answering the phone. That's what I'm doing right now. I make a habit of standing up while talking on the phone.
So the standing desk thing isn't a myth?
No, the standing desk is useful. It's not the solution on its own, but that's useful as well. Getting into habits like walking and talking to people in the workplace, getting out and clearing your head when you're feeling tired. You'll be much more productive when you come back to the desk. And wherever possible, leave the car at home. I mean, it is a reality in Australia that many of us need cars, but that's not always the case. And then, importantly, Victor, beyond the individual and those things which really surround the individual, we really need to be working with our politicians and our authorities in thinking about urban design and providing urban environments that prioritise walking and cycling and public open space, public transport. It's very, very much a policy issue as much as it is an individual behavioural issue.
Well, yeah, physical health is not really something that comes into the conversation when we're talking about congestion or over-urbanisation and stuff like that. Is that something you're pushing for to make that part of the policy discussion?
Very much so. I mean, we have the Heart Foundation has a national website called Healthy Active by Design, which is really about presenting this evidence and presenting health as a central consideration in planning. It's a wonderful win-win scenario. We call them co-benefits, you know, that what's good for health, as you just touched on, is also good for congestion, good for traffic safety, good for global warming and reducing air pollution. So investing in walking, cycling and public transport infrastructure and also recreational and other physical activity opportunities in neighbourhoods is good for the community all round. And health does tend to be one of the aspects of that that's overlooked.
Yeah, well, Travis, thank you so much for joining us today on The Daily.
No, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.